Bezrat Hashem, Boker Tellerom, we're going to try and cover all the dinim of Nefilas Apayim Tachnun very quickly to try and go through an overview of everything we learned from Simanim Kuf Lamed Aleph. It's really majorly in Simanim Kuf Lamed Aleph, but we come back to it again in Simanim Kuf Lamed Dalad, again back to the dinim. Okay, so Tachnun, as we know, as we talked about, is there's two dinim over here. There is Tachnun and Nefilas Apayim. Tachnun is a dinim, what we say, the words that we're going to say. Tachnun and Nefilas Apayim is a separate dinim that we fall on our face while saying these words. And the reason why we say this is there's sometimes, even if we're not going to be able to do Nefilas Apayim, you could still do Tachnun. The Susa things that they're talking about already. In terms of Hilchos Tachnun, the Mechaber tells at the beginning of Kuf Lamed Aleph that it is Asr L'Dabar, it's Asr to be Masik between Shemona Esrei and Tachnun. You are ruining your Tachnun. Tachnun is a very, very strong tefillah with Arbei Koach, and you're going to be mafsid. You're going to ruin it by talking. Even though you somewhat ruin the tefillah by talking or being masik in between Shemona Esrei and Tachnun, nevertheless, we said that in Mishnah Berurah Paskin that you still say Tachnun. Does not, we don't say, oh, you talked, you lost out in Tachnun. You go ahead and still say that as Mishnah Berurah points out himself. Even though you're not allowed to be mafsik, nevertheless, Chazal or Metakin, that you also say Behur Achum, at least in the terms of Nisach Ashkenaz, we're allowed to say Behur Achum, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not considered a Hesik. Oh, called Dvarin Shem Kedush, you can answer Kedush, you can answer Kaddish during this time. And I think, even the Rainer of Vainer Nevisal told me, even in the middle of Tachnun, in the middle of the fields of Pine, they get to Kaddish, Kedusha, and things like this, you're allowed to answer even in the middle of Tachnun. You would hold that if they get to, if you're in the middle of the fields of Pine, you don't even have to stand up. You can just say, Amen Yishmi Rabba, and then go on with your Nefilas Apayim. Now, okay, so you should not talk, you should not do other things, and that's the reason why Behur Achum, according to other Nusach Sfard, has Behur Achum after Nefilas Apayim in order not to have this Hefzik in between. For Behur Achum, we learn later on in Kuf Lamed Aleph that you have to stand up for Behur Achum, and according to the patch of the Mechaber, if you don't stand up, you're considered a Poritz Gether, okay, you're not listening to the words of Chazal. Mishnah Berurah brings down a more makel opinion, if you didn't, Mamish consider a Poritz Gether. However, the Pasha says that is what the Rishonim hold, you consider a Poritz Gether if you do not stand up for Behur Achum. Furthermore, according to the Pashas we hold, that you're supposed to say Behur Achum quietly. Okay, Dafka, some are not going to say it a little louder, but the Pashas is to say it quietly. Right, by Tachlin, we see we fall on our face, and then we go ahead and sit up in our chair, and then we go ahead and stand up. After that, we go ahead and stand up. We're basically saying we've tried all the ways of davening. We tried all the ways of tefillah in all the different positions. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to our tefillahs. In terms of the nusach of Tachnun, okay, the Gra was knowing not to say Vayomer David, El God, that pasuk that we say before, Rachum v'chanun, before the beginning, over here, Vayomer David, El God, he was knowing not to say because it's talking about Poranios, and therefore many people skip Vayomer David, where exactly it does say to say it, I'm not sure where the minig is, where that came from, that all the Sidurim printed. Nefilas Apayim. In terms of Nefilas Apayim, as I said before, there's a separate din called Nefilas Apayim, which many times we are mapped not to do. So much so, Svardim. Okay, when you fall on your face, it's like so much koach. Svardim are knowing not to go ahead and do it. It's too scary to go ahead and fall on your face. They instead say Tehillim Perek Kaf Hei. Tehillim Perek Kaf Hei is also a Tehillim that Arizal writes has a tremendous amount of koach, and putting that with the fields of Paim is too much. Therefore, the Svardim don't fall on their face. That's why you go to Svardi Shul. You won't see the fields of Paim in the Svardi Shul ever. Okay, they do not do Nefilas Apayim, but according to our minhag, we don't say Tehillim Kaf Hei, and we do Nefilas Apayim. We do Nefilas Apayim. In terms of Nefilas Apayim, what is this whole din? Why are we falling our faces? So the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Gimel explains that back in the day, they did even more. They would fall their face basically on the floor. They would do something we call Kida, a certain type of bowing, okay, a prostration that they would go down and fall on their face. Oh, nowadays we don't manage fall to the floor, but we fall on our face just in the air, but we're makbid to have a hefsik between our head and the floor, because as we'll learn later on, you're not allowed to be bowing onto a stone floor, or for that matter, other types of floors, therefore we want to be mafsik between our face and the floor. That's the whole reason why we put our arm over face. That's the reason why. It's not good enough to have your bare arm. You can't have your bare arm because your bound body cannot make a hefsik between your body, just like you can't put your head hand on your head and consider it a kippah. That's not considered a kippah. So though it's not a hefsik over here by putting your bare arm. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel points out, however, anything else that's not your hand would work. So if you're doing it over a table or over a shtender, even if you did it on your bare arm, even if you didn't do it on your arm at all, that would be fine because that would be the hefsik. I don't know, it's so comfortable. So therefore you can put your bare arm over the shtender. As long as it has to be between your head and the floor, then you are going to be fine over here for this day. Lemaisa, we are knowing the Chaver has a sheet. The different sheet is which side you fall on, your right side, you fall on your left side. The Minig, as the Mishnah Berurah says, is Lemaisa, that when you're wearing tefillin, you fall on your non-tefillin, you fall on your right side. Really, we're supposed to fall on our left side, but because of the covenant of tefillin, we don't fall on our left side, we fall on our right side. Therefore, if you're not wearing tefillin, you go ahead and fall on your left side. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Not like the Gro holds, you could fall on your tefillin, it's not a problem at all. However, most are not knowing like the Gro, and they'll fall on the side of that they're not of your tefillin. That's how Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal also does it, even at Mincha, where there's more reason to fall on your tefillin arm, because everyone else is falling on that arm when they're not wearing tefillin. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Nevinzal still falls on his right arm, on his non-tefillin arm, even at Mincha. Okay, in terms of when we don't say Nefilas Apayim, when there's too much din in at this time. If there's too much din that's going on right now, we do not do Nefilas Apayim. Once again, it's because of this Kach, because Nefilas Apayim is such a strong tefillah, and it's talking about din, we're talking about we don't do it in the Zman of Din. And therefore, at night time is the time of din, therefore night time we do not fall on our face, and therefore Lemaisa, if you're davening Mincha, close to Shkia, and you get to Tachna, it's going to be Shkia time, we just go straight to Kaddish, we do not fall on our face. Even though, once again, you really could say Tachnun, because there's two separate dinim. It's just not falling in our face, the minig is not to say Tachnun. Also, at Shkia, that's the reason why the Hasidim, some Hasidim, anytime after Mincha Katana, anything close to Shkia, a couple hours before Shkia, they don't fall on their face at all. Okay, they don't fall on their face during that time, only at Mincha Gedola. For some Hasidim, some, as we know, don't say it ever. Fine. Now, even though at nighttime we don't say it, the Mechaber already tells us Bashmuris HaBoker. Right before it turns day, the last third of the night, you're allowed to do Nefilas Apayim. And so too, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Eliyahu Rabba that holds after Chatzos, you're allowed to fall on your face. And that's the minig when we say Slichos, after Chatzos. Or early in the morning, we do Nefilas Apayim, because that's not considered the time of din. It's already starting. The din is starting to go down in the world. Therefore, we are allowed to go ahead and fall on your face. But before Chatzos, really you're not allowed to. And that's why most places are magen not to say slichos at during this time. Once nightfall until chatzos, that's not the good time to say, because you really can't fall on your face at that time. Furthermore, another time of din is in a base ovel. A base ovel is a mukum of a lot of din, and therefore we do not do nefilas apayim. We don't say tachlin in a base ovel. We go straight to kaddish in a base ovel. As we learn, that's only in the base ovel. The ovel comes to the shul, even though the ovel doesn't say tachlin. He doesn't still fall on his face, but everyone else will fall on their face. Once again, base ovel and laila are similar for the reasoning, because it's a time of din, and therefore they do not say tachlin. Another time we do not say tachlin. We only say tachlin. We only fall on our face. We only do nefilas apayim when there is an Iron Kodesh in the Makom, that has a Sefer Torah, Iron Kodesh, that's where you fall on your face. Okay? Also, if the Chatzar Tzomach to place, even if you're not in the main sanctuary, but you're in a side room and you can basically see the Iron Kodesh, you can see the sanctuary from there, we'd also fall on our face from there. But other rooms in the Shul are not connected at all. Okay, downstairs in under the party room, you would not fall on your face in that case. This is all talking about places that are outside of Yerushalayim. Now, inside Yerushalayim, look at Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tukachinsky held that all of Yerushalayim is like Lifnei Hashem, it's like Lifnei are in Kodesh, and therefore you fall on your face wherever you are in Yerushalayim. We saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Bikaron agreed with him that this applies only in the Old City, but outside the Old City, this would not apply. Nevertheless, Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal writes that even Rav Shlomo Zalman says to follow the minhag of the Luach Eretz Yisrael, and therefore most people, even outside the walls of the Old City, they will fall on their face, even not in the place of a Sefer Torah. There is a sheet that holds, even if there's no Sefer Torah, you're not in Yerushalayim. If there's Svarim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you're in a room full of Svarim, that also would work. It's not clear that the Mishnah Berurah really went like this, Lemaisa. It's a big machlokas in the poskim. What to do, Lemaisa? You should ask your Rav what to do in that case. Many hold not to go to Mishnah Pasha. The Mishnah Berurah is not to fall on your face, even if there is Svarim. Okay, there's other times that we do not say tachlin because it's a makom of simcha. We also don't want to be in a din. We don't want to play too much din in a place of din. We also don't want to have din in a place of simcha. Therefore, we do not say tachlin when there is a chasen or a bali bris in the area. If there's a chasen there, whether it's a chasen the day of his chasana, the haino if the chasen is going to be before shkia, it's going to be before Shkia. If the chasen is going to be after shkia, that's the next day. Okay, so therefore you would say tachlin according to this. However, Nevinzal writes that beferish. However, if the day, the chasna, say in the summer, where generally the chasna, the chuppah is going to be before shkia, even at shacharis and mincha, when the chasna is there, the whole congregation does not say tachnun. Furthermore, even if the chasna is going to be after, the chuppah is going to be after shkia, but let's say you're davening mincha at the chasna's tish, at the wedding wall, over there, you won't say tachnun because you're in the base chasnas. In the base chasnas, even though technically the chuppah is going to be the next day, nevertheless, you will not say tachnun in the base chasnas when you go ahead and daven mincha over there. Even though the Mishnah Berurah sounds like in all these cases better for the chassan or the Baal Bris not to daven with people so they don't potter them from tachnun, the minig is clearly not like that, and we hold they're invited to come even by a moel if he's going to be there every single day, he's got a bris every single day. Okay, so in that meaning they won't say tachnun every day, but that's the din the simcha of the Baal Bris. Baal Bris include not only the moel, but it's also the sandik, and also the father of the child. All three of them are considered Baal Bris, and therefore, if any of them are present in the minyan the day of the bris, then they're not going to say tachnun on that day. Okay, that applies by shacharis. After the bris, when you have any mincha, then the Baal Bris themselves don't say tachnun, but the minyan does say tachnun. That's when the Baal Bris are present. What if in this shul there is going to be a bris, but the Baal Bris are not there? So then we learn the following. Even though there's a shita that holds that if there's a bris in the city, the whole city doesn't say tachnun, because Eliyahu HaNavi is visiting the city, the whole city does not say tachnun. We do not pass him like that. However, the Tzitz Eliezer brings down, I believe, the shita of the Zeh Shulchan, who holds that even in the city you don't say tachnun. However, in that whole shul, Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to the shul, so all the minyanim in that shul will not say tachnun that morning. Nevertheless, however, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol does not pass him like that. Most poskim do not possibly hold it. It's only the minyan that the bris is going to be. If the bris is going to be immediately following the 8 o'clock minyan, so 8 o'clock minyan does not say tachnun. The 6:30 minyan would say tachnun because they're not shaykh to the bris. But people are gathering already for the bris, and especially they already brought the kisei aliyali, set up the bris. Nevinsol, the bris is already set up. It's clear there's going to be a bris in this place, in this malkum right away. Then you would not say tachnun. And then in that case, even at the 6:30 minyan, the bris is already set up, then they would not say tachnun in that case. Okay, so those are because of people who are there who you want to have simcha for. Then in Sif Vav and Zayin over here in Kuf Lamed Aleph, it goes into days that are so simcha dik, you don't say tach. Okay, Vav and Zayin gives you the whole list. Nagush lo lipo apnam, betubav, velo betubishvat, velo berosh chodesh, velo be mincha shlofanav, velo be chanaka, ve yeshame gam mincha shlofanav, ve chino agin also be chanaka. All these days we hold, you don't say tachnun before. The one thing that's not mentioned over here, also, is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, we also do not say Tachnun. However, the Mincha Lefanov, we do say Tachnun. But Purim ain't noflin up there. Purim, we don't say fall on our face. Lag Ba'omer ain't noflin. The Erev Yom Kippur ain't noflin. The Chaim, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, Afilu Shacharis. All those days, you do not fall on your face. Furthermore, see, Zion. All Chodesh Nisan, we do not fall on our face. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Mechaber does not mention our minhag of many Ashkenazim is after Sukkot until the end of Chodesh Tishrei. You also don't say Tachnun, as we learn the Chazon Ish and Ruchaim Kanievsky, they did in the house of Ruchaim Kanievsky, they still say Tachnun, because it's not mentioned over here. However, many have the minhag not to say Tachnun. Okay, from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos, you're not say tachlin. The Mishnah Berurah brings out also the 6 days after Shavuos, because of those are the days you can bring tashlumin for the Karban Chagiga. We also do not say tachlin. And the last halacha over here, we learned that not only do we not fall on our face, bizman tefila we're davening, anytime, you have to be very careful not to bow down by a floor. Now there's three levels. Middal Raisa. If you have an Evan Masif, if you have a stone floor, as Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, in Sivkat Mem, if you bow down until Ritzvah Tzavonim, that's going to be an Isser Darais. If you're Mishtachle, Bepishu Yadayim Reglaim, also Ritzvah Tzavonim, that's an Isser Darais. If you have one of the two, you bow down, Bepishu Yadayim Reglaim, spread it out, your arms and legs face down, okay? Or you have a Ritzvah Tzavonim, you don't have both of them. It's on a wood floor, Bepishu Yadayim Reglaim, or it's not the Pishu Yadayim Raglaim on a stone floor, that would be an Isser Derabanan. If it's not Pishu Yadayim Raglaim and it's not a stone floor, Tart L'Tevusa, then it's going to be Mutter. However, still, we still bring down that you should not bow down straight to the floor, even at a time where it's not necessarily doing it for tefillah reasons. Therefore, Rav Devin Sal holds that one should be passive, someone doing push-ups or doing stretches where he's bending down all the way to the floor, especially on a stone floor. One should be makpid to put some type of hefsek in between them, put down a towel, put down a mat, put down something, put down your shirt down in order to be masik in those cases between your head and the floor. If you're dealing with a wood floor, a carpeted floor, then there's more room to go ahead and be makel. You would not have to do that because you have both latibus. You're not bowing, you're doing real bowing, and it's not on a stone or tile floor. Adkan for today. Hopefully that's a clear overview of the dinim of tachlin.